Moncrief on News Talk.
With the all-new Dacia Duster. We've even impressed ourselves with this one.
Chinese New Year starts tomorrow, and the tradition is that Chinese families will attend a meal tonight and wait for the New Year to arrive, and dumplings will play a huge part in that. To tell us about the history of the dumpling, we're joined by the food writer Mei Chin. Mei will be delivering a talk about this tomorrow at 10 past one at the Chester Beattie Library. Mei, good afternoon to you.
Good afternoon.
Thanks for coming in to us today. Now, obviously because of the coronavirus in some parts of China, people can't
Wuhan,
move.
Yes.
Generally speaking, there's an enormous amount of people go home to their families at this time of
the
year.
They do, and they have 2 weeks off, which I think is the longest time that any Chinese person sort of has off in the year. So, lots of air traffic, train traffic, etc.
Yeah, I think it's the biggest movement of people anywhere.
I believe that's correct, yes.
That's extraordinary, really. Now, and the dumpling is thousands of years old.
It's thousands of years old. I do want to correct you here, Sean, really quickly, that the idea that dumplings are eaten for New Year's, it's northern Chinese.
Right, okay.
So it's not, so elsewhere in China, people are eating different things. They're eating whole fish, they're eating hot pot, they're eating seaweed, they don't eat dumplings.
Okay.
Strictly northern.
Right, okay. Oh, right, because it originated in the north, but it stayed there.
It stays there. It makes sense because usually you would have the family gather and you'd make a pile of dumplings over the week. Mm. And then you'd stick them outside. And in the north of China, it's freezing. So they freeze and you can eat them until springtime.
Right.
Can't do that in the south.
Oh, so there's almost like a natural fridge
for the
dumplings. So how do they originate then?
There was a long time ago in the Han Dynasty. So the legend says that there was a physician in the Han Dynasty who was trying to cure his patients, his poor patients who had frostbitten ears.
Mm.
And he made these sort of ear-shaped pasta-like things, which I've always pictured as being orchiette. I don't know if you know the Italian pasta, but sort of like orchiette. And he boiled them in mutton broth. Now, whether or not they were supposed to put them on their ears or eat them, it's kind of unclear. But he called them jiao er. The Chinese for dumplings is jiao zi. So jiao er means like frozen ears.
Right. Okay. And then over time, did people start putting different things inside the dumplings?
Yes. Yes. They started to fill them.
Yeah.
And that would have probably started in the Tang Dynasty, I believe, when you have fossils of dumplings that, you know, are filled. And, you know, now traditionally you're filling them with pork, but then so you also have, you will see in the north a Muslim influence, and so you have fillings of mutton, you have vegetarian versions which are egg, and then during New Year the northerners who make the dumplings like to be superstitious, because every Chinese person is superstitious during New Year, so you put Chinese cabbage in. Chinese for the Chinese cabbage is called bai cai. Bai is a pun for 100. Cai is a pun for fortune. So the bai cai is also 100 fortune.
Right.
And then you can also put jiu cai, which is Chinese chives. And again, that's a pun. Jiu also means long, and cai means fortune. So there's all these things.
Is there usually one dumpling that might have actual money in it?
Yes, well, it's a little bit like putting a sixpence in the
barn brack.
So you would put a coin and wrap it in, and you know, and the person who you know eats that or breaks his tooth,
or it starts gagging, depending on the size.
It's quote lucky.
Yeah,
but it is a tradition.
Yeah, and nowadays in the kind of, you know, because it's, you know, in Michelin starred restaurants type in the high end cuisine, were people still doing things with dumplings as well?
There's two different kinds of dumplings. I think the kind of dumpling that we're talking about, which is very New Year's, is very home style. It's very much I would like to call it grandmother's food.
Yeah.
There are different dumplings in other parts of China. So in the south of China, you have a really sophisticated, I suppose it would be a dumpling because it's in wrappers.
Mm.
And that's called dim sum. And that would have been almost like you would have eaten that along the tea shops, along the Silk Route. That was how they emerged. And they're very elegant. So you, and I feel like that's usually what you're seeing in the Michelin, in the Hakkasan, in the Yaocha. Right now, it's much more Southern dim sum, which is not a New Year's food. This is not something that your family gathers to make. This is something that you eat at a restaurant.
Yeah. Is there a strict definition of what a dumpling is?
I used to call them starchy flavor bombs.
Yeah. That's as good a definition as anything. But could, you know, if somebody kind of changes the constituent ingredients or and say, well, that's not technically a dumpling, it's dumpling-esque. Is dumpling, but, I mean, is dim sum dumpling adjacent, or is it actually a dumpling?
I feel like it is. I mean, it is dumpling adjacent, but then also there's, you know, dumplings in the West, right? Like you've got spetzel. You've got my mother grew up in the American South, and so you had chicken and dumplings, and that would be biscuit dough, so things that aren't stuffed. So what is a dumpling? And so that's why I always go, like, it's a starchy flavor bomb that makes you feel incredibly warm and comfortable inside.
And in northern China then tonight, at what point do people eat their starchy flavor bombs?
You'd be rolling and making them. Really, a lot of families might be doing it for a week, but you would start eating them, I think. And my mother might kill me for saying this. I think you're eating them New Year's Eve.
Right.
But New Year's Day, there's stuff that you cannot do. So you cannot sweep the floor. You cannot, I think, clean your house. And you cannot wash your hair.
Oh, gosh.
And I think one of the reasons why, for instance, in the north of China, you have all the dumplings is so you eat the leftovers. Again, my mother might kill me. You eat the leftovers for New Year's Day. So you're not doing any work. You're not having to clean.
Okay, well, that sounds lovely. Yeah. That sounds great. No one's gone taken any exception to that. And would people make a lot of dumplings then?
You're
in
talking about
this?
You might have a family getting together for a week, and so and again, the northern tradition is you're literally making a mountain. You're putting it outside. It freezes solid, and you're eating that until April.
Okay, all right, so that's a lot of dumplings.
That's a lot of dumplings.
Yeah, and so would people kind of routinely just go outside, grab a few dumplings and, you know, bring them in, throw them in some hot water?
Mm-hmm.
That's lovely.
Yeah, and I was just reminded by somebody, because somebody was like, how do you make dumplings? And we're so used to making them from frozen, right? So how do you boil them? How do you know when they're done?
Yeah.
And it's just something that you know from a child. So you take the frozen dumplings, you put them in boiling water. You let the bubbles sort of cease, and then you put a cup of cold water in, bring it up to a boil again, you know, and then another cup of cold water, bring it up to a boil again, another cup of cold water, bring it up to a boil again, and then the dumplings float to the top, and you know that they're rotten.
Okay, all right. And this new year now is the year of the
rat.
Of the
it's
rat.
The first. It's the beginning of the new lunar cycle.
Okay, and calling actually years after various animals, what's the significance of that? Does it give a meaning to each year?
Yes, it does. Well, there is a legend that says that the Jade Emperor had the animals race. Through the river, and that's why we get the zodiac. And the rat is interesting because it is the most revered animal in certain ways in the zodiac. It's better than the tiger, it's better than the dragon, because he couldn't swim, so he got a ride off of a water buffalo, and then as the water buffalo was approaching the finish line, he jumped. And so the Chinese really like the rat because he's the smartest.
Yeah, he's the shrewdest. That's so interesting. May, thanks very much for coming in to talk to us today.
Thanks so much, Sean.
And tell us about that. And as we said, May will be at the Chester Beatty Library at 1:10 tomorrow to talk more on this.